The Arkansas legislature in 2015 passed Act 137 in response to Fayetteville and the gay-friendly city of Eureka Springs passing civil rights ordinances banning discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation. Sponsored by Arkansas Republican Senator Bart Hester, District 1, Cave Springs, Act 137 prohibits cities and counties from passing civil rights ordinances not covered in state law. Arkansas Civil Rights Code doesn't specifically include protections for sexual orientation or gender identity. Opponents to Fayetteville Civil Rights Ordinance, organized as Protect Fayetteville, filed a lawsuit to block the ordinance in early 2016. Washington County Circuit Court Judge Doug Martin ruled the ordinance does not violate state law. That triggered Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge to file an appeal to the Arkansas Supreme Court last year in defense of Act 137. Oral arguments opened with Arkansas Solicitor General Lee Radofsky speaking for Protect Fayetteville and the state of Arkansas.
The act was intended to ensure statewide uniformity of discrimination law and prevent a patchwork of varying discrimination laws in the 500-plus localities in Arkansas.
City Attorney Kit Williams, who represents Fayetteville, argued before the court that Fayetteville's non-discrimination ordinance is moderate and complements state law.
Our particular ordinance that was passed by the citizens, it incorporated virtually every definition from the Arkansas Civil Rights Statute, Arkansas Fair Housing Statute. We used established law. Every exemption and privilege and exclusion that was in the Arkansas Civil Rights Act was included, and even the religious one was even strengthened. We did not attempt to give gay and lesbian and transgender people any more rights than anybody else in the state of Arkansas.
While an Arkansas public school student and employee anti-bullying code recognizes sexual orientation and gender identity, Arkansas Civil Rights Act does not. It lists race, color, national origin, religion, sex, disability, and genetic information.
We affirm the values of inclusiveness and tolerance.
Danielle Weatherby is Associate Professor of Law at the University of Arkansas. She helped draft Fayetteville's Civil Rights Ordinance. She says the heart of this Arkansas Supreme Court case is statutory interpretation.
The city of Fayetteville's interpretation of existing law that because certain state laws already protect, for example, students in schools from bullying on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender identity, the Fayetteville Non-Discrimination Ordinance simply extends those existing protections to other areas such as housing, employment, and places of public accommodation.
Weatherby, who spoke to us while on maternity leave, says this case is of national importance because other states are grappling with birth, gender, bathroom, and religious refusal laws and bills similar to Act 137, which again prohibits municipalities from extending anti-discrimination protections.
And really at the crux of this lawsuit is the constitutionality of that very act. So other states will be looking at what Arkansas does here in this case as a guidepost for what happens in their own states.
If the Arkansas Supreme Court upholds Act 137, defendants will appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court.
If the United States Supreme Court were to accept review, then the United States Supreme Court's decision on the constitutionality of laws like the Interstate Commerce Improvement Act would become nationwide law.
An amicus brief filed in support of case defendants does cite that the United States Supreme Court has repeatedly made clear that laws enacted in order to disadvantage a particular group are unconstitutional. A decision from the state Supreme Court is expected in the coming weeks. I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.